What happened to the hoax part? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Government temperature records go back 117 years, but they've never shown anything like this.
We just came out of our 14th warmest month on record. That has not happened before in our period of record.
14 record months, surpassing even the Dust Bowl of the 1930s, which surprises me because wasn't global warming supposed to be a hoax? Weren't professors like Berkeley's Richard Muller telling us back in 2008 to be skeptical, especially of the idea that human activity was to blame?
There will be some big hurricane somewhere and someone will say, oh, global warming. Or there will be extra hot period in Europe and someone will say, global warming. When they do that, they're doing a combination of two things. One is cherry picking and the other is exaggeration.
Yeah, any variations were likely natural due to sunspots or volcanoes. But suddenly, in 2012, the message is very different.
We're able to rule out solar variability, able to rule out volcanoes. When we tried fitting it to see whether it looked like carbon dioxide, it was right on.
By the way, if that voice sounds familiar, that's the same Richard Muller who was so skeptical in 2008. He says, sure, you could argue it's all a coincidence.
But it leads me to conclude that essentially all of this warming over the last 250, 260 years has been caused by greenhouse gases emitted by humans.
It's not fair. Global warming was supposed to be a hoax. Where's the big reveal that Mother Nature was just kidding? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.